Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministries. I'm so delighted to be back on our radio broadcast on tonight for our Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour. I just give God all the praise tonight, all the glory, all the honor. I just give him praise. Hallelujah. I bless his holy name on tonight. We're just going to get ready to go into some worship. We're going to have a short session right now. I'm going to read a scripture. I'm going to have a tongue and prayer. And then we're going to get right on into our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. Hallelujah. I just give God all the praise today. Hallelujah. I give him glory. Hallelujah. I magnify his holy name. Hallelujah. I just thank and praise him for all that he does for us. I give God praise in the name of Jesus. I just give reverence to God, who is my life, to Apostle Deans and his absence, to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I thank God on tonight for this opportunity. I'm going to be reading from Psalms 44, our script reading for tonight. We have heard with our ears, O God. Our fathers have told us what work thou didst in their days, in the times of old, how thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand and planted them, how they did is afflicted the people and cast them out, for they got not the land possession by their own sword, neither did they their own arm save them, but their right hand and their arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hadest a favor unto them. Thou art my King, O God, command deliverance for Jacob. Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rises up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies and hast put them to shame that hatest us. In God we boast all the day long and praise thy name forever. But thou hast cast off and put us to shame and goest not for. Thou hast makest us to turn back from the enemy, and they which hate us spoil for themselves. Thou hast given us like sheep appointed for meat, and hast scattered us among the heathens. Thou sellest thy people for north, and doest not increase thy wealth by their price. Thou makest us a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to them that are around and about us. Thou makest us a byword among the heathens, a shaking of the heads among the peoples. My confusion is continually before me, and the shame of my face have covered me. For the voice of him that reproaches and blasphemy by reason of the enemy and avenger. All of this is come upon us, yet have we not forgotten thee, neither have we dealt falsely with thy covenant. Our heart is not turned back, neither have our steps declined from thy way. Though thou so broken us in the place of dragons and covered us with the shadow of death, if we have forgotten the name of our God, I stretched out our hands to a strange God. Shall not God search this out? For he knoweth the secret of the heart. Yea, for thou sake are we killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake, why sleepest thou, O Lord? Arise, cast us not off. Cast us not off forever. Wherefore hidest thou thy face and forgettest our affliction and our oppression? For our souls is bowed down to the dust, our bellies cleave unto the earth. Arise for our help and redeem us from the mercy's sake. I have just read you Psalms 44 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song. I was trying to get another song, but I came up with this, and we just going to have to listen to Pastor Williams. Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come right now confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, we just come bowing down to you tonight. And we bow down before the throne room tonight, God. And we just bow down, hallelujah, to your feet, to, around the throne, God. We just
bowing down, God, just asking you right now to have mercy tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you right now to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight, Lord. I'm asking you, Lord, tonight to remove me from myself. Remove me from this flesh in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, that the Holy Ghost may take over and take control on tonight. I'm asking you right now, God, to send your anointing, God, in the name of Jesus. Send your anointing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Send it on down, Lord, in the powerful, mighty name of Jesus. Send it down, Lord. Send your anointing down in the name of Jesus. Shift this atmosphere on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Shift it, God, and let your power fall, Lord, and let your power fall, Lord, and let your power fall, God, in the name of Jesus. Let it fall, God, and send your anointing tonight in the name of Jesus. Send your anointing, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Send it down, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your power fall on us. Let your anointing fall, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Send it down, God. Let your anointing come. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you tonight. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for grace. Thank you right now, God. Thank you, Lord. 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 In the name of Jesus. Do it, God. In the name of Jesus. Let your anointing. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Send your anointing in the minds and hearts of every one of us, God. In the name of Jesus, let your anointing cover us, God. In the name of Jesus, let your fire come, God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, send your anointing tonight, God. Lord, we need you, and we can't make it without you, Lord. We need you tonight, God. And we can't make it without. We need you, Lord. And we can't make it, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. Right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Yet of a Sandro City, the under. Ola Rada Bacandero City, the under. Ola Rini Bicandero City, the under. Ola Rada Bacamaba City, the under. Ola Rini Bikini, the under. Ila Rada Bacamaba Sandero City, Ila Bacamabomi Andero City, Ila Rada Bacandero City, the under. O Lada Bacamaba Libi Hidden, the under. O Yada Bacamaba Hundero City. Take over tonight, God. And take control. Do it for us, Lord. Do it for us, Lord. Do it for us, Lord. Do it for us, Jesus. Do it for us tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, take over and take control. In the name of Jesus, take over and take control, Lord, tonight. In the name of Jesus, do it tonight, God. Do it tonight, God. Do it tonight, God. Father, we just thank you. We praise your name on tonight. We give you all the praise, all the glory. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you on tonight, God. We thank you. We praise you tonight, God. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Yes, we do, God. Yes, we do, Lord. Lord, I just thank you for this opportunity to just say something. This is our testimony in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you for this opportunity just to testify how good you are, how good you've been to me. You've been better to me than I could ever be to myself, and I thank you for it on tonight. Down through the years, hallelujah. God's been good to me, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Woke me up this morning. Started me on my way. Yes, Lord. Down through the years. Hallelujah. God's been good to me. Hallelujah. And I thank him tonight. In the name of Jesus. All of my good days. Outweigh the bad days. And I just want to say thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I just thank God on tonight. And for God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. I'm telling you, God is good. Hallelujah. Woke me up this morning. Gave me a mind to praise. Gave me strength that I didn't have. I tell you, God is good. I don't care what nobody says. God is better than good. Hallelujah. He's better than good. And I thank God on tonight that I'm blessed. And I'm highly favored. I'm blessed and I'm highly favored. I'm blessed and I'm highly favored. I'm blessed and I'm highly favored. Hallelujah. And I give God all the praise for that in the name of Jesus. I have so many testimonies, but I'm here tonight. So I thank God that he woke me up to be here. Thank God. I just thank God for giving me a right mind. I thank God for giving me a right heart. I thank God on tonight. I give God praise on tonight that all of my family, my husband is living and got a health, his health and strength. I thank God that my family is blessed. I thank God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that there is no sickness that God can heal. I thank God on tonight. I thank God for covering us in the shed blood of Jesus. I just thank God on tonight. God is a good God, and he's worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, God. Glory to your name, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you, Holy Spirit of God. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you, hallelujah. I thank you, hallelujah. I thank you for the word of God. I thank you tonight, God, hallelujah. I got so many things to praise and thank God for. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough tongues to praise him with everyone. If I had 10 trillion tongues, I would praise him with every one of them, that he deserved every one. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are wondrous in my soul. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Is there any more testimonies on tonight? Hallelujah. Praise you. If I had to praise you all by myself tonight, in the name of Jesus, I bind up every hindering spirit. I bind every watcher spirit. Every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every demon on assignment, every familiar spirit, every unfamiliar spirit, every evil spirit, I bind you now, every marriage-breaking spirit, I bind up every perverse spirit, every incubus and succubus, every spirit spouse, in the name of Jesus, and every sex demon, I bind you now. I cast you out. I command you to go from our lives and from this radio broadcast in the powerful, mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus. I hear the Lord say, don't be stagnated by nothing. Don't be stagnated. Don't be sidetracked. Don't be stagnated in your spirit, in the name of Jesus. Watch out. Watch out.
Hello, Pastor Dr. Deborah.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, this is Lisa in St. Louis. I just wanted to thank and praise God for another opportunity to be on the broadcast with you all, End-Time Women and Men and Women of War, Global Ministries. And just to give, I just want to give God, Jehovah God, praise and glory. I just thank him for his faithfulness in my life. I thank him for just allowing me to keep on contending for the faith. Just want to encourage someone that there is no one like the Lord. When I look back over my life and I think things over, hallelujah, I just know that it's God. It's the Lord. He's the only one who could have brought me through and brought me this far. And I was young. Once I was young, and now I'm getting older. Yep. And I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And I just thank God for the opportunities that I've had in my life, and not only for myself personally, but for the great things and wonderful things he's done in and through my family, and just allowing me to meet great people like you all, and just, you know, just growing up, just have met wonderful people. And I just want to, you know, I'm not feeling my best today, but I'm just still thankful. I can't do anything but glorify God, because no matter what the situation, I know that it is only God. I'm here and where I am and doing what I am because I am determined to follow Jesus. I'm determined to be a glory carrier and to qualify and to just keep myself available for him. Hallelujah. And I just thankful on tonight and just asking the Lord to just continue to strengthen each of us. And I pray that people who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ and the pardon of their sins will come to know him and be filled, baptized, and then filled with that Holy Spirit and join a local church where they can, you know, a group where they can, part of the household of faith. We can learn the oracles of God together and praise him in one voice, glorify him. And I just thank God want you all to be encouraged as well.
Yes, glory. Amen. Amen, Prophetess Harris. God is a good and great God, and he's so worthy to be praised. And I just want you to stay encouraged.
Amen.
And all that you go through is for your calling, the call that you have on your life. So don't think it's strange of these trials and tribulations that you go through. Don't think it's strange. Because you know the disciples had to go through much more than that. And God wants you to stay encouraged, because when he moves for you, he's going to move for you. He's going to really move for you. So you got to stay encouraged. I hear him say, stay strengthened. He's going to keep you strengthened. If you don't faint, he gonna just wait for him. Hallelujah. I hear him say that. Just wait for the Lord. He gonna increase you. And he says he takes good care of you.
Amen. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, he does.
And he said he's going to continually to do it. He said when people try to turn you down or turn their backs on you, he always have you. He always. If you stay true to God, you know he's going to always stay true to you. And even when you don't, God's going to always stay true. He's that kind of God.
Yeah.
He said your ability, that he's giving you a lot of different gifts and abilities. And to whom much is given, much is required. He said, just keep on seeking him, which I know you do, but keep on seeking the Lord. Keep seeking God. God is so good. I don't care what people might try to say, what they may try to insinuate. You know, you keep God in your mouth all the time, and God hears that. God knows that. You got to just keep persevering. Just like you see it. You've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed big and green. You don't have to be. You have God, not one of us. Not one of us. God will make a way when it seems to be no way. He has made ways for you when you didn't think there was no way. God made the way. He made the way. He's preparing you for whatever it is that he called you to do. God is preparing you. It's a great calling. He's preparing you. He says, stop trying to fit in. You're not going to fit in. You're a peculiar people. You're not going to fit in. A special anointing. People won't understand. You love people different from a lot of other people. You love different. And you be trying to fit in. You're not going to fit in like you want to, because you're not that. God didn't make you like that. You're a peculiar people just like we all are. And most of the time, prophets are always by themselves and alone most of the time. And they would like to be alone and by themselves. You are designed for God. And when your husband come along, he's going to be who God made him to be just for you. Just for you. Nobody else. Just for you. And you going to know it. You ain't going to have to worry about it. Amen.
Amen.
Prophet Martin, I know you're ready to go, but God said wait. He said just wait on him. You really have changed. God is blessing you in that area. You're strong in your faith. God wants you to stay that way. I don't care what it looks like. Be strong in your faith. Be strong in your faith and believe God. Just trust him. I could see you preaching right now. Just trust him. I could see you prophesying and praying right now. Hallelujah. Yes, God. The Psalms, he was just saying, the Spirit of God was just saying a psalm to me. I don't know what psalm it is. I think it's 132. Let me see. This is what it is. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This psalm is that he was saying to me was just give me a minute. Take up your cross or your yoke or and follow him. He will give you rest or something like that. Come out, come unto me, ye heavy laden. Let me see. What is that? Hey, Lord, help me. If you're telling me. Somewhere. That psalm is for you. I gotta find it.
That's from Matthew, right?
And heavy laden.
Yeah, I just read it in Matthew.
Read it for me. If you read it in Matthew.
Okay, give me a sec.
Matthew 11:30,
come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. This is what God says. He wants you to learn of him. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. I still don't have it yet. I just Googled it real quick. Because when I started prophesying, that's what he was telling me. I just couldn't get it fast enough for him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. God is such a good God. God is good. I just thank and praise God on tonight for each one of you. Hallelujah. And that song that played by accident, because I was not trying to play that, but it came up, and I couldn't go back. So I knew it was because of God wanted us to hear that. So down through the years, if you just look back, God has been good to you. God has brought you a mighty long way. He stood in between you and death many times. But he's washed you. He's washed you. He's purged you. He's cleansed you. He's washed you. Hallelujah. In the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, hallelujah. He see your heart, hallelujah. Hallelujah, and it's right well with God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. He know the intentions of your heart, hallelujah. Glory to God, God is a great God. And he's so worthy, hallelujah, to be praised, hallelujah. He says to him like glue, stick to God like glue. Just stick to him, hallelujah. Learn everything you can about God, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Because God is going to use you, hallelujah, in his service. God is going to use you, hallelujah, for his purposes, in his purpose, in his purpose, in the noko baba sandrosi. Yes, God. He know them plans that he have for you, and he's going to use you in his purpose. For his purpose. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You're right for God. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, God. Thank you, God. He said, if you be willing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. The enemy tries to attack you, but you let it roll off your back like water rolling off a duck, and you bind up everything that try to come against you.
He said, I got a purpose and a plan. Hallelujah. And just in these, some things gonna be over soon. God's gonna bless you. Things gonna be coming right along here, not long from now. But you can't slacken nothing that you're doing. Got a real soft and tender heart. He's well pleased with you. He said, just wait a minute. Let him lead you and guide you. Woo. You're not walking alone. He's always there. You may seem overwhelmed sometimes, but God is right there. Lean and depend on him. I keep hearing purpose and a plan, purpose and a plan. Listen to your voice. Listen more to him. Sometimes the Lord be giving you a message through them. He's developing them. He's preparing them. Amen. You still gonna work as a team with your husband. You all are gonna work as a team. But God wants you to continue in your faith. Pray. When you are unsure or discouraged, pray. When your heart hurts, pray. When you don't have nobody to talk to or to tell your problems to, but God, pray. When your finances seem rocky, pray. He's just a prayer away. And he'll move in an instant. I hear him say, I'm going to make a believer out of him. Do it, God. Okay, man. I want to just ask, does anyone have any, I don't want to say prayer request, but anything you all want me to keep in prayer as I'm on my 21-day fast? Does anyone want have anything I should be praying for you in my prayers?
I want to ask prayer for my finances, and I'm looking for a permanent, you know, job that I could work and begin. Just I'm just believing God for restoration. I just am just really just trusting Him to, you know, restore me financially in every way, and also for me just to discern. Yeah, my husband, a future husband.
Okay.
That man, that my guy, our relationship will prosper, and that God will be right there in the midst, and that we will have favor with God and man.
Man.
Okay. I would like to pray. Well, I got some requests.
Okay.
I would like a special prayer for Warren family.
Okay, Kenny.
And
you said the Warren family and the Adler family.
And a McKinney.
Okay.
And I would like special prayer for, I don't know, I guess it's the single parents, because there's been a lot of women committing suicide. Mm. I don't know what's been going on with them. Well, I know what's going on, but I just pray that
you
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
You was muffling. I just wanted to tell you was muffling.
Okay. The single parents, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I got it.
All the people or women that's out there that's battling depression. Because for a minute, I was battling it, and I didn't know I was battling depression until I read about it. And I was like, oh, this is what I'm going through. And when I realized I was going through that, I start praying that God deliver me from it. And I guess it's just a lot of worldly people that don't understand it and don't know to go to God in prayer. So I would like for us to come together and pray for them, because there's so many women steady killing themselves and leaving their kids behind and just taking themselves out because of this word, depression. So,
yeah. Yeah, okay. I got you.
And that's all.
Okay. I'm going to be praying for this stuff. I'm going to just pray a little prayer now, but I'm going to pray for this through my 21-day fast. Every time I pray, and I'm intent to pray all day, every chance I get. So it's going to be on the burner. And God, anytime I request, God does hear me. So, and I thank God for that. But Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly now to the throne room, God, behind the veil, in front of the ark, God, at the mercy seat, Lord. I'm crying out for your people, God. I bring your people to you tonight, God.
in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of God, you know exactly who they are, God. You know exactly what they're doing, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now to work on their behalf, God. Work on their behalf. Lord, move by your Spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know enemy is out there to kill, steal, and destroy. But, Father, we come now binding the enemy up, binding the strong man of depression right now in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus. We bind that thing up. We cast it out, and we command it to go. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we cast it as far as the east is from the west. Lord, we cast and bind up depression, oppression, anxiety, the spirit of those things. In the name of Jesus, we cast them out and we command them to go, God. Lord, I ask you today, I ask you right now, to take hold of our women. Take hold of our single parents. Take hold of them now, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Take hold of them, God. Don't let them go, God. Build a hedge of protection around them right now, God. Even if they listen, God, they can still slip. Come on, D. And Lord, I ask you to be right there to catch them, God, in the name of Jesus. Talk to them, God, the devil on one side, God, but you be right there in the middle, God. Talk to them, Lord. Let them know that you're right there in the name of Jesus. Let them know that you got a hold of them in the name of Jesus. Let them know, God, that ain't no demon powerful than you are, God. Ain't no trouble powerful than you are, God. Ain't nothing can hold you back, God. Ain't nothing tie you down, God. I hear the shackles falling tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind that depressed spirit up right now. In the name of Jesus, we bind it up. And we cast it out. And we command you to die now. Every depressed spirit, every depressed demon, every depressed demon, every depressed demon, die now in the name of Jesus. Loose right now in the name of Jesus. Loose them right now and let them go. They don't belong to you. They belong to God. Bless the families. Bless the children. See their needs, God. In the name of Jesus. Bless the McKinney family, the Morton family, the Sadler family. Keep them all covered under the shed blood of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to bless prophetess on tonight, God. Bless her tonight, God. You know her heart in the name of Jesus. You know her desires. You know them, God. You know her wants. Lord, I'm asking you to work on her behalf. Lord, I ask you for the best for Prophetess Harris on tonight. Your best, God. Let your will be done in her life in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know her desires. You know her heart, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you on tonight to let your will be done, God. Bless her with her desires, God. In the name of Jesus. Bless her discernment, God. Let it be keen. Let her be able to discern, God. Let it be keen, God.
Cover her in the blood of Jesus right now, God. And Father, I ask you to bless her finances. Father, you, everything in this world belongs to you. The silver, the gold, everything belongs to you. So money shouldn't be a profit, it's her. In the name of Jesus. Lord, bless her with finances. Bless her with a job that she's stand in need of. God bless today, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I know you will. I believe you can. Lord, I trust you. She trusts you. Whatever the need is, God, I ask you to supply it on tonight. Whatever it is, you know what it is. Bless her and her future husband. Bless her, God. Just bless right now. Open her eyes. Let her see what she needs to see, God. In every way. Let us see what she needs to see, God. I'm praying that you will and that you do in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I hear him say, let her walk. She's walking worthy of her calling. And he told me as I was praying to keep it real with you and tell you whatever he said. He's going to open your eyes and let you see some things you've been asking him and let you to discern some things, but you got to know it's God and not your mind or not nothing else, but it'll be God. You know the voice of God. Father, I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God for this opportunity. And when it goes like this, I have to let the Holy Spirit take over and take me how to do it. Take me with however way the Holy Spirit want to take me. And that's what he did. He took me just like he wanted to. And I just thank and praise God on tonight for each one of you. You know, I thank and praise God for your testimonies. It'll encourage somebody else. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to hold you. I just thank and praise God. And we're just going to keep praying. And we're going to be praying together. But I got to do 21 days. So God bless you. I love you all. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all. You all go in peace. I love you. Have a good night. A blessed night. Amen.
Amen. God bless.
Amen.
Love you all.
Love you too. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you and I love you.
God bless you. I love you all.